We continue our talk today with historian Robert Rusch and logging in Taylor County.
After the pine had been cut, a lot of loggers actually sold out and moved on. J.J. Kennedy, for example, left Rib Lake in 1908. He went to Idaho, and he established a white pine mill in Idaho, and he loved white pine. But there was a money to be made in other trees, and so the McGifford loader was loading peeled hemlock. By peeled, I mean the bark had been stripped off, and the bark was transported by sleigh or wagons to the tannery, but the logs were loaded by this machine on the railroad line that took the logs to the Rib Lake sawmill to be milled into lumber.
For those that don't understand, what do they use that bark for at a tannery?
Well, everyone likes shoes and shoe leather. The chemical you need to do tanning is tannic acid. Until a German chemist about 1920, roughly 1920, discovered a process to synthetically manufacture that, there was only one, I shouldn't say only one source. Tannic acid actually occurs in a variety of plants, but in hemlock, there's a lot of it in the bark. And so the hemlock bark was the source for the tannic acid. That caused two tanneries to be built in Medford. The Shaw Tannery, which is now the site of Heard Millwork, I guess I'm a little bit dating myself, is now what?
Sierra Pacific.
Thank you. Then the Shaws built a second tannery at Perkinstown. They chose Perkinstown, even though it's way out there. No railroad to Perkinstown, but they chose Perkinstown because of the hemlock trees that were dominant in the forest. And then in 1891, the Shaws contracted with John J. Kennedy. John Kennedy sold them some land to build a tannery just north of Fayette Avenue. And you might ask, well, why do I mention Fayette Avenue? Well, Mr. Shaw's first name was Fayette. In fact, here is something I've recently discovered. Mr. Shaw's father was also, I believe, Fayette, but he was, of course, senior. He had, over the years, I had economic good times and economic bad times. In 1891, he had a lot of judgments against him, legal claims that had been reduced to legal judgments. And so they kept him out of the picture, and his son was the sole owner of the Rib Lake Tannery.
On tomorrow's local news program, Bob and I will talk about the tanning process and a little more on the Ice Age Trail on our final installment with historian Robert Rusch.